Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 11th of March. Equity markets do not always react to risks around economic fundamentals. Equity analysts don't always listen to economists. More is the pity. Yesterday's decline in US equity markets does owe quite a bit to risks around economic fundamentals, however. At the start of this year, the US economy had a solid foundation, as did most of the rest of the developed economies. The things which would normally cause an economic downturn were not present. Consumers had a low fear of unemployment, reasonable savings levels, and okay balance sheets. The imbalances that trigger recessions were not in evidence. That fundamental economic strength is generally holding true today. But recent US government policy has increased consumer and corporate uncertainty about the future. This raises risks for markets, as uncertainty itself has economic consequences. Today's National Federation of Independent Businesses survey of small business sentiment has traditionally had a very strong Republican bias in its answers. That makes today's data release actually worth watching, quite unusually, as any weakening of sentiment here would be, presumably, in defiance of the partisan bias and media influence. As such, that would be a more significant warning of the risks from the current policy position of the US government than, say, a decline in the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment poll. Markets had also assumed that movements in asset prices would act as a brake on some of the more unorthodox policies of US President Trump. Recent comments have suggested that that is not the case, and that does therefore increase risk. However, Trump's somewhat erratic style does mean that there is some chance of policies still being reined in by market moves. Japanese GDP was revised lower in the fourth quarter. The process is exaggerated by annualization, and the composition had more government spending and less private sector spending, which is a slightly negative signal. The revisions are a reminder that economic data is not very precise in real time. Revisions are more common and are generally larger than has been the case historically across economies. The United Kingdom's February British Retail Consortium like-for-like shop sales data was weaker. In theory, it was weaker than consensus, but as only three economists forecast this number, consensus is something of an exaggeration. It was non-food sales that were dragging down the number. This may be due to price discounting, and there is still the trend towards spending on fun rather than spending on goods. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.